sermon prep, and I am continuing. I am certainly praying for my partner in this work, Pastor William Jr. Amen and amen. Thank God for Pastor Pope. He was on his leg. I think they don't moved him. So I'm carrying on, and as long as the president will allow me to go on, I guess till up until break, I will hit what he asked me to hit on the last Wednesday. Amen. Tuesday of this month. Sermon illustration, a window of illustration. Window shall thy make in the ark is where I have couched it from Genesis chapter number 6, verse 16. He commands Noah to put a window in the ark. My thesis is an illustration should not add confusion, complication, and vagueness, but it ought to bring clarity, make connection, and remove complexity. I want to focus on this area this morning of making connection. Amen. It only got 10 minutes, as Pastor Jefferson keeps saying, so that's long enough to make one point, really. and I've spent 3 weeks making the first point. And so I'm going to go to point number two. Spurgeon said, if you're going to teach pottery, then somewhere you ought to make a pot. And so that's what I've been trying to do as I move through this, is give quite a few illustrations. But point number two says a good illustration is reflective of your audience's experience. Yeah. Now that's a mouthful. All right. But that speaks to us. Because sometimes we think it's just reflective of our experience.
That's right.
But the connection is made when you speak to their experience in illustration. To their experience in illustration, arrest the minds of the hearers quickly. Quickly, because of its familiarity. The bridge of understanding is constructed in the bricks of common knowledge. Of common knowledge. While at first they knew not of that which you speak. However, given the illustration, now you are on their turf. By way of illustration, you're speaking their language. Jesus used children. Jesus used servants, he used food, he used farming, he used animals. These were things that were common in the knowledge of the people. It was a part of their everyday world. Somebody said that Jesus used the world below as a glass in order to show us the world above. And these things were common to the people. And sometimes they move over easily into our knowledge. Who can not identify with a wayward child, the prodigal son? That's easy for us to identify with. If you had any children, you know how that story goes. And when it's told, you immediately connect with it. But then sometimes they don't move so easily over into our world. We back up just a little bit. The woman who lost the coin. Yeah. At first glance, you think that it's just about her losing some money. Right. But if you do your background research, you'll find out that that was a part of her wedding garment. And it was her dowry. Yeah. And so it was important. It was very important that she found that coin. So sometimes the illustrations in the Bible are timeless, and then other times they need some digging and they need some research. But yet, whatever it is, it ought to be common to the people. That coin was common to those people in that time. And the commonness makes them say, oh, that's how that works. And now I know how this works. That's the idea of illustration. That's what ought to have Dr. Sampson, as he preached the funeral of our beloved Rickett Charles Bell. He talked about how Paul must have experienced in some way those gains in his day. As he often talked about illustrations of running and illustrations of wrestling, illustrations of fighting. It was something that resonated. But I want to go a step farther. Not so much that it tells us something about Paul, but it tells us something about Paul's audience. Because that's a connecting point. Not only must Paul have experienced the games, but his audience had experienced the games. And when Paul spoke, they said, aha, I see it. I see what you are talking about. I got a brother in my church, and I trust they don't watch this. So. But when he teaches, it's a disaster. Because he's an engineer. And he gives illustrations, and he want to bring up algebraic quadratic equations. And nobody knows what he's talking about. You use the metaphor of skyscrapers over in some deep indigenous African village, mud huts. That's all they know. But you want to talk about skyscrapers. See, the illustration serves as a meeting place on common ground. Meeting place. There's a story that's told about some missionaries that were over in one of these villages in a foreign country, and they were having some trouble translating the Bible and the meaning of a particular verse. The verse that says he must increase and I must decrease. And they were having problems communicating exactly what that meant to these villagers. And somewhere, as the villagers kept talking and in their language, they heard somebody say that the old chief went into the dusk and the new chief came from the dawn. They said, aha, that's what is being said. What is being said is that as the new chief comes from the dawn, the old chief must depart into the dusk. And they made the connection. The connection. Listen, beloved, don't preachers, don't try to impress. Seek to connect. Seek to connect. It's all right. It's all right. I know you like to fly with the eagles. Just make sure the folk flying with you.